When people come to work here at Palmco in Eastwood, they have health benefits on their minds for the company's clients as a third-party healthcare administrator. But they might not go right to their desks. Palmco has a workout room right on site.
We actually just expanded it a little bit and added some changing rooms for our employees. Down here we have a couple.
Human Resources Director Erica Doherty says people work out and take offered classes during the workday and before and after work.
Our employees are using this primarily in the morning, and my office happens to be above the gym, so I hear it all in the morning.
The wellness goes much further, with challenges that can involve groups working toward prizes, even help with things such as smoking cessation and assisting with an employee's chronic health problem.
It could be something like diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, any type of chronic condition that exists. Maybe it's a short-term condition that the employee needs help with. But that's also a benefit we offer to our employees.
Palmco offered biometric screenings for workers to see their blood pressure, cholesterol, and overall health. Doherty figures about 70% of employees take part in some wellness activity. At Welsh Allen and Skinny Atlas, they also have an on-site workout facility for employees. It's run by an outside company, Red Brick, which manages not only workout schedules and a variety of health classes, but runs challenges and contests, some that tie in with fundraisers for groups such as the Heart Association. And like Palmco, Welsh Allen CEO Steve Meyer has added a financial incentive to get or stay healthy.
Our employees can earn a certain amount of discount off their health care by being involved in some of these activities. In fact, I'm the proud owner of a Fitbit bracelet here, and I started wearing this at the start of this year, and it connects automatically to a nice application, which then also connects to Red Brick.
It goes a step further. On-site nurse practitioner Nancy Parsons has had a hand in what's offered in the company's cafeteria.
We've kind of removed the potato chips and put in the baked chips. Okay, so there's still chips there. You know, kind of subtle things, decrease the size of the hamburger that people don't really recognize, although I do get people coming up to me going, it's your fault we don't have potato chips and cookies down there anymore. We reduce the size of soda cans from the 20-ounce to the 12. You know, little things like that, so that you're not totally taking away everything. You're still allowing choices. But what they prepare there for the meals are very good and very healthy.
American Heart Association board chair Kathy Garofalo says wellness-oriented companies can even manipulate food prices to nudge a worker's habits.
The foods that are healthy cost a little bit less than the junk foods. So if you're going in and you're figuring out, am I going to have that double cheeseburger or maybe a turkey sandwich, and the turkey sandwich costs a third of the cheeseburger, you might tend toward those, or at least most of the time.
Both Welsh Allen and Palmco were awarded the American Heart Association's platinum status as a fit-friendly workplace. Overall, Garofalo finds larger and mid-sized companies more likely to have fit-friendly practices and programs and incentives. It's considered a benefit, one that might even help attract prospective employees. And there are indications it's financially wise as well.
Well, you know, there have been a million studies done in the health and wellness area, and most of them will show a return on investment. For a dollar spent on a wellness or a fitness program, there's like a $2 to $7 return on investment, which I can't get that money in the stock market, can you? It's really almost universally shows that you get a very, very good return on investment. So, you know, I think it's definitely something companies feel is worth their while.
Research, however, is not entirely clear that workplace wellness has all the benefits of fewer days off or better attentiveness at work, reduced health costs, or the workers' overall health improvement. The American Journal of Health reported $3 spent on wellness programs only produced $1 in medical savings. The study also found health gains by participants were short-lived. But a Rand Corporation survey disputes those results, finding health improvements were sustained for 4 years on things such as exercise frequency, smoking behavior, and weight control. Johnson & Johnson research showed the return on investment of at least 3 times money spent on wellness. It also found the best programs cut lost work days a whopping 80% and cut workers' compensation 50%. Welsh Allen's Steve Meyer says, gains aside, it's the right thing to do.
You know, we're a healthcare company, first and foremost, and I think as such, we in some ways have an obligation to ensure that we, as employees of the company, have an awareness of our own health. At the end of the day, it's really up to me and you to do that. What we're trying to do is encourage it.
And nurse practitioner Nancy Parsons notes a positive change in focus about health.
There has been surveys Redbrick sends out, and it does, and one of those are one of the questions, that people are more aware because of the programs that we have on site. Not everybody wants to participate. You know, I mean, there are people that are like, no, leave me alone. But for the most part, generally, it's definitely raised more awareness as a whole, as a company.
Parsons has seen concrete financial benefits as well. Welsh Allyn saved 30% in health costs through overall health programs. POMCO's Erica Doherty adds, workers just might be expecting wellness programs and opportunities.
It's so popular now, wellness. You hear about it everywhere you go. I mean, we have a fitness center. We have wellness classes on site. So there's a lot of different things that we've ingrained into our culture that is really a selling point for us, and I believe helps bring qualified candidates into our company.
Local firms CX Tech, Dermody Burke & Brown, Lockheed Martin, MVP Healthcare, Price Chopper, and Terakai were the other local companies honored with the American Heart Association's platinum status. A dozen others earned gold status. They all had to meet 6 criteria out of a range of things. The platinum winners went on to quantify gains they saw in how many people participated, investments made in healthy activities, or results achieved in health or financial benefits. These standouts all part of a growing list of companies seeking healthier workers, healthier attitudes at work, or a healthier bottom line. Chris Bolt, WAER News.